I'm Pat Brady.
I'm Sammy Davis.
I'm Bob Foley.
I'm Jay Vargas.
We are so proud of you.
You're the best we've ever had.
And thank you for your service to our country.
As a veteran, you are part of America's nobility.
These are difficult times, but the purpose of our armed forces is still to fight and win our nation's wars.
My name is Roger Donlan.
I'm Bruce Crandall.
I'm John Caviani.
I'm Bud Day.
I'm Tom Kelly, and I was privileged to serve with the United States Navy in Vietnam.
I was a helicopter ambulance pilot in Vietnam, where I helped rescue thousands of wounded warriors.
Like you, I have experienced the challenges of war.
I know firsthand the impacts of war
and the demands it places on each of you.
One of the ugly realities is that sometimes the enemy comes home with you.
I put the war on every morning, and I take it off every night. I'm Gary Wetzel.
I'm Walter Ehlers.
I'm Tom Hudner.
I'm Mike Thornton.
I'm Jim Taylor.
I'm Drew Dix.
I'm Harold Fritz.
In those days, we didn't have the same services and resources and tools
that are available today to help service members and their families
deal with the challenges of deployment and reintegration.
No one even thought about it. I wish they did.
But resources and tools now are available, and the military has come a long way.
My name's Brian Thacker.
I'm Bob Mojieski.
I'm Barney Barnum.
I'm Jack Jacobs.
And I'm Tom Norris.
If you return from combat and have concerns about your mental health,
the tools and the resources are here now.
Make use of those services and stay strong.
Give them a chance. It can make a difference.
Use those resources. Get strong again.
Do yourself and your family a favor and use them.
Ask for help.
Stay strong in body, mind, and spirit.
Remember your warrior ethos. Refuse to accept defeat. Never quit. Don't let the enemy defeat you at home.